am a five-star woman. Hey, everybody. So, hey. Let me tell you, I am tired. Let's start here. How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of I Am a Five-Star Woman podcast with Naturally Cinnamon. How are you doing? How was your week? Tell me that. How was your week? Was it wonderful? Was it terrible? Were you glad it ended? Like when Friday came, were you thrilled? You know, for me, it was a little bit draining, probably. And it was kind of draining because I just felt like so many things were going on in so many different directions that I didn't know what to focus on, what to pay attention to. And I'm still kind of feeling that way. That's resonated and it's gone through my weekend. And so, you know, when you hear this episode, it'll be Monday. But the Monday after Veterans Day. But man, so much has gone on. You know, I live in the state of Florida. So with the elections being last week and the voting and where are the votes? Have they counted the votes? And that, and then in my neighboring state of Georgia, a similar, you know, thing going on there, just all the changes politically and as far as positions and different laws that have been voted and did win and didn't win, and did pass or didn't pass. So much going on that it was like, wow, that's a lot. And then with the fires and the shooting in California, and you know, it's still burning. It's just like, my God, it's just a lot. It's a lot to try to process. It's a lot to keep up with, to pay attention to. It's a lot to process. It's a lot going on there. So I just want to check in with you guys. How are you? You know, how are you doing? And if you don't know how you're doing, if you're like me and you kind of turn on the autopilot sometimes and just go get through the week, and then when you finally sit down to rest and the autopilot comes off and you're like, whoa, where am I? What's going on? What's been happening? That's where I am kind of right now. I'm kind of in a space of the autopilot turned off and I'm like, whoa, a lot has been going on. And so I'm just trying to absorb some of that, as much of it as I can. I can't take it all in and I can't pay attention to everything because it's just so much. So yeah, as far as exercising, I didn't really exercise a whole lot this past week. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. We're going to do our five-star check-ins. We're going to check in on our five stars. So let's start. Spiritual wellness. With spiritual wellness, how have I done this past week with spiritual wellness? I think I've done pretty okay. I added a new bracelet. I don't think I ever told you guys this. I wear bracelets that are made of different crystals, different gemstones. And yeah, I wear those bracelets, you know, as to help me with my energy and things like that. I wear amethyst, and I'll just tell you the stones. I'll also put them in the show notes, but you can probably look up all the properties of each of these stones. I wear amethyst. I actually have some amethyst bracelets on my website for purchase if you'd like to go and get some of those. I also wear citrine. I wear fluorite. Matter of fact, no, let me go back and tell you. What amethyst is a stone that has healing powers to help with physical ailments, emotional issues, and let me see what else. It's meditative and calming, and like I said, works in the emotional, spiritual, and physical planes to promote calm, balance, and peace. And it is also used to eliminate impatience, which I'm not big on patience, so I need help with that. Citrine is a stone that carries the power of the sun, and it does not hold negative energy. It dispels anger and it cleanses the aura. So yay for that. And then I have fluorite. which encourages positivity, balances the energies, and improves balance and coordination, both mentally and physically. I wear a gait, which aids in centering and stabilizing physical energy. It's a grounding stone, so, you know, it gets me grounded and brings me balance. I also have rose quartz, which enhances all type of love, self-love, love for others, and unconditional love. And it helps with emotional balance, releases stress, tension, and anger, and it restores confidence, raises self-esteem, hate, and helps curb jealousy. I also wear the green aventurine, and it's an all-around healing stone that with benefits for the lungs, liver, sinuses, and heart. It loosens and releases negativity and energy blockages, including disease. And I have just added a bracelet that has sea sediment jasper and topaz. So the jasper is a gemstone of stability, and it's said to be a powerful protection against things that are not good for you. And it eases emotional stress. So that's a good one. And topaz also soothes, heals, stimulates, recharges, remotivates, and aligns the energy of your body, sending it to where it's needed the most, and it promotes truth and forgiveness. So yeah, you know, everybody who knows I'm Christian and I pray, but I also arm myself with some gemstones as well. So that's something I did for myself, for my spiritual, I guess, and emotional wellness this week. I added another stone. If you want to know where I get my stones, I have one person that she makes them. She gets them from overseas. She creates the bracelet or whatever piece of jewelry that, you know, you want using the types of gemstones that you may want. So she has some on her website already, but if there are any that you really particularly want or are looking for, you let her know and she can, you know, get a hold of them, or she will let you know if she can, you know, how long it might take. She will actually make it. See, I like mine in bracelets, so she makes mine in bracelets. But the next thing I want is a tiger's eye. I want a tiger's eye, but I don't want a bracelet. I want it in a necklace. And let me tell you why I want a tiger's eye. Hang on, let me read that to you. This is a powerful stone that helps you to release fear and anxiety and aids harmony and balance. So yeah, I really want a tiger's eye to help me out with releasing fear and anxiety. You know, I have a lot of things coming up, and I get a little nervous and anxious about some of it. So I want to try to get ahead of that if I can. So that'll be next. But I think I want that in to wear around my neck as a necklace. So anyway, I'll put her website also in the show notes so that you can look at some of more of her jewelry and see if there's, you know, something that you want, or you can reach out to her and ask her to custom make something for you. So yeah, there's that. Let's see. That actually satisfies spiritual wellness and emotional wellness as well. Mental wellness. I've been getting a lot of sleep lately, and I need to journal that to see if it's because I am mentally exhausted or if there's like another wave of depression trying to sneak up on me, you know, because it does affect I know my depression waves affect my sleep patterns. Meaning I sleep at night. You know, some people end up staying awake at night. They lose sleep, but I sleep throughout the night. But what'll happen is I'll sleep more throughout the day as well. Like I'll take more naps or longer naps or things like that. Or I'm not resting well at night. So I need to journal like how many hours I'm spending sleeping so I can try to keep track of that. But I've noticed that I've had, you know, like I said, I've been on autopilot. So when I came off of autopilot somewhere around Friday, Saturday, man, I just kind of got sleepy. And today, as I'm recording this, I'm actually kicked back in a recliner. And I am like, when I finish recording this, I know I need to edit it and upload it, but man, I want to take a nap. Like, I want to go to sleep. So, but we'll see. We'll see if I can tough myself through it. So we'll see. Anyway, so mental wellness. Yeah, I think I need to keep a small journal with my sleep patterns to make sure that it's actually, you know, maybe it's all in my head. Maybe I just think I'm sleeping more often than I am. But maybe I'm just getting the same amount of sleep. Ooh, you know what else? That time change could still be affecting me. It takes me a while to adjust to when we have time changes, you know, daylight savings time versus regular time. And it just take, either way we go, it just takes me a while to readjust. So I wonder if that's what's going on. See how you have to work through these things? Interesting. Which was going to bring me over to physical wellness. I've been lazy. No, okay. Well, actually, I've been busy. But in being busy, for me, I've never been a person that enjoyed any form of exercise at all. I mean, my entire life. When I was a kid, you know, kids like to run around. No, I didn't enjoy it. I mean, it was fun if I was like, oh, y'all want to play tag? Let's play tag. And somebody says, let's play hide and go seek. And then somebody's hiding behind a tree. But then even then, after about 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm done with this. I'm over it. I'm going to go back and sit down. I've just never been one that enjoyed athletic activities. It was always something to just do, but it wasn't something I enjoyed. So exercising, I don't want to, that's kind of the attitude I have about exercise. I don't want to. So yeah, my boyfriend's pretty good about, he's athletic. So he's pretty good about asking me to join him and things like that. And every now and then, you know, we'll do something. He had me doing some things with weights a few days ago. So, but that's the thing is, that's all I did all this week. That's all I did. I didn't go walking on a treadmill. I didn't do any of that. Ooh, but let me tell you something. I learned about this app called Sweatcoin. And again, the link will be in the show notes. But honey, let me tell you, when you walk around like in a park or around your neighborhood or whatever, I'm making coins. I am racking up coins just for the steps that I'm taking. So if you have the type of a job where you're walking around a lot, like I go school to school and I see teachers that they are always in the hallways and doing stuff. What? Yes, rack up, it racks up coins and then you can make purchases through the app. Christmas is coming up. Somebody's birthday is coming up. You can use those coins to purchase things. That's going to be in the show notes as well. So physical wellness. So, you know, it's actually making me not want to walk on the treadmill. It's making me, when I'm at work, I notice that I get up and walk around more and I have my phone with me to track the steps so that it can go, you know, roll over into coins. So I'm like, okay, maybe that'll help. So yeah, check that out. It'll be in the show notes. And last but not least, financial wellness. Now, here's the funny part. Financial wellness is probably my strongest suit right now. I work with other clients with their financial wellness as well, because I am also a financial advisor. And, you know, I am a therapist, but I'm also a financial advisor. And the reason I added financial advising is because there are a lot of times when people, you know, I can tell you all day, go see a therapist, go see a therapist, go see a therapist. But if you don't have insurance or your insurance won't cover it or you can't afford it yourself or, you know, there are different things. You know, I've even have clients that I see once a month because that's where their budget is. That's what you can afford. And that's fine. That's not a problem. But I'll sit with them. And if there are things that they want to do or they used to do and don't do it anymore, and it's starting to help, you know, spiral them into a depressive episode, I start looking at different ways to help them be able to start doing those things again that brought them joy and that brought them laughter and brought them happiness. And sometimes it's just because they can't afford it anymore because some things have changed in their budget, but they have not rebudgeted. So we'll do something simple in a session like go back over your budget and make financial plans so that the things you need to do are covered so you can go back to doing the things you want to do. So that's why I started really adding that into my portfolio of services and, you know, that I offer. And let me tell you, financial, I've put the things that I would teach others into practice for myself, and I'm pretty good. Like, my credit score has never been better. My budget is tight. But it's a tight budget, but it is what it is. And it's what's helping me get these things done and accomplish the things that I want to accomplish because my budget is tight and it is, you know, it's there. So I'm pretty good on the financial wellness piece. I did budget myself out this week. And here's what's funny. I was like, you know what? I want to have my nails and feet done. Like, I'm one of those people that, you know, I have dreads. I can retwist my hair on my own if I choose, if I need to, you know, funds are tight and I can't get to the salon. I can redo it, I can retwist it myself. No big deal. I prefer to let someone else do my hair because I feel like that's my one outlet. You know, I don't get massages as much as I would love to, but I will get my hair done. But you know what? If the funds are there, I can. But if they're not, I can do it myself. But something I haven't done for myself in years is get my nails done. And I have stopped doing that because I'm hard on my nails. Like, the nail polish will chip. Whatever you're getting ready to suggest to me, I have tried all of it. My polish chips. It just chips. Like, I'm hard on my nails. My fingers are always submerged in some sort of water. I'm cleaning the dishes or I'm doing something. I'm always hard. Whatever you think won't happen, it will happen. Oh, get the gel. Get this type of gel. Get this type of... been there, done that. It is what it is. So I got to the point where I was like, I'm not going to be spending money and paying somebody else to put polish on my nails that's going to chip no matter what I do. I can do that at home for much cheaper. So I wanted to get my nails and my feet done and get a manicure and a pedicure. And there was money. And I was just like, I could spend that money. And for some of you, you're like, oh, well, that's what, $25? Oh, that's just $40. Oh, that's all this costs. That's all that costs. Yeah, until I need to put gas in my tank. I can't peel the nail polish off my toes and put that in my gas tank and go for another 100 miles. So for some of you, it's no big deal. For me, that's how I process money. It's like, oh, it's only $40. I'm like, that's a gas tank. And I drive around a lot. I have a full-time job, a part-time job, and 3 businesses. I'm driving. Like, my car is always going somewhere. So I want some gas in it. Or when it gets to the E, because I'm one of those people that drive it to the E. I know. Don't fuss at me. It is what it is. I drive it to the E. When it gets to the E, I need to know that I can just pull into the next gas station, pump it up, and I'm good. I don't need to be like, oh, my God, wait. I got my nails done. Did that clear my bank yet? I can't. That's not who I am as a person. I've accepted that some years back and it is what it is. But this past week, I had a strong desire to have my nails done and to get a pedicure. So me and my budgeting self went through my budget. Okay, what's here? What's coming out soon? Because I do things on automatic payment. My bills get paid on time or early. I don't believe in late payments. I definitely don't believe in paying late fees. So all those things are done. And you know what I did? I went to Walgreens and I got some stuff called Sally Hansen. It's like a gel polish. It's like a 2-step thing. And I bought those 2 things and it probably cost me a third of what a mani-pedi would have cost. And I came home and I broke out all my tools that I had bought some time ago, just hadn't been using them, gave myself a pedicure, took a long hot shower, made that, you know, had some music playing, just had my own little mini spa moment, you know, had some aromatherapy, you know, organic soaps. I just had a moment, you know, just, you know, hey, I'm in my own bathroom. It's clean because it gets clean, you know, whatever. And then I got out of the tub and I use body butters. I use some body scrub. Again, you want to know where I get my stuff? It's all in the show notes. You know what? I think I'm going to be, that's going to be the title of this episode. It's all in the show notes. that's going to be the title of this episode. Because at this point, I'm just rambling. I am unloading on you guys. And I thank you for letting me do that. Sometimes it's good to unload on somebody. And so that's just what I'm doing at this point. So it's all in the show notes. So I will put in there the organic soaps that I buy, where I get them, the sugar scrub, the body butter, where I get them. There will all be, you know, all those, all that stuff will be in the show notes as well. And so my financial wellness piece was that, you know, I wanted to do something. It was like paining me to spend the money because it wasn't pre-budgeted for. But I found a workaround. I found a way to work around it. Boom, there it is. So I have this really nice color that I am in love with on my nails and on my toes. I have my feet are smooth. You know, it's cool. It's nice. You know, I feel good. I feel good about myself. I feel like I look good. Went back to wearing some open toe shoes because, you know, for the past month, I've been trying to keep them covered. You know how that goes. Ladies, I'm not alone, and I'm not going to let you let me think that I am. No, I'm not alone. Y'all know how it is. Hadn't gotten the toenails, the paint, the color on your toenails updated, and, you know, just needed a touch up, but gonna be a week or two till you get there. Okay, wear your tennis shoes. Me and my Converse been riding out for the past couple of weeks, but I was able to show my toes today. So that's cool. So those are that's the 5-point, well, what am I calling it? The 5-star check-in? I think that's what I said. I don't know. But that's what I'm going to call it, the 5-star check-in. The other thing that I want to start doing is, what was your, you know, did you have a star moment in the past week, you know, where you just really let yourself shine, where you really shined? And I'm going to say, I think my star moment this week, past week, was that I have a friend of mine. I call her my big sister. She's going through something right now, and I'm honest, I'm really not sure what it is. Usually I try to figure out what's going on with those that's closest to me, but this time around, I just don't even feel led or compelled to try to figure out what's going on with her. I'm just like, listen, I just let her know I'm here for you. And whatever it is that's going on, this thing is like trying to take you out. It's like trying to take your joy. It's trying to take your smile. And I'm not here for that. Like, I'm not even here for it. So if it's prayer you need, I got you. If it's, you know, just space you need, I got you. Like, it's cool. You know, I'm not one of those types of friends that has to talk to you every day or even every week. I'm not that friend. Everybody's got lives, but sometimes people need space too. But if I feel like I see a sign of you going down some type of spiral, you best believe I'm checking in with you. And if I don't believe that you're being honest with me, if you say, oh, you know, I'm fine, I'm good, and I see otherwise, I'm not going to let up. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. I'm going to give you your space, but please know that I'm watching you from a distance. And so my star moment was that I went up to her and was like, look, and I hugged her and I was like, look, I'm sorry for doing this in public, but I need to pray with you. Like, that's got to happen. I need to pray with you because whatever this is, this little negativity, this enemy that's trying to ride you, I ain't here for that. I'm not even finna try to be the therapist right now. Right now, I'm in sister mode, and something's trying to attack my big sister, and I ain't here for it. So whatever it is, it's got to get it together. Because this right here, I ain't down for this. So what's funny is, in the moment, I would not have considered that a star moment. But the reason I considered that a star moment where I feel like a piece of me shined was because I could have taken her, when I say she's going through something, I know she's going through something by the way she was responding to me or not responding to me. And at a couple of points, not even speaking to me. Now, I could have taken that to be like, oh, well, I guess she mad at me. I ain't do nothing to her. And I don't know what's her problem. And I'm just going to leave her over in the corner somewhere. I could have done that. And I'm going to be very honest with you. For about 5 seconds, I wanted to. I wanted to be like, I don't know what's wrong with her, but I'm going to leave her over there. But the shining part of that was that there was another piece in me that I didn't even know was there that was like, nope, this is not happening. I will step up for you if I must. And I was just, you know, after it was over, after the moment was over, I just kind of was like, wow. I reflected on that moment like, I grown up a little bit. Remember last episode we were talking about caterpillars to butterflies. I was like, well, that was a butterfly moment. That was pretty good. So that was my shining moment. Please share with me your shining moments, your star moments. You know, you can send them to me if you're listening, whatever platform you're listening to. If you want to send in a comment, you can also email me at cinnamon@jamilawellness.org and I'll get it there as well. I'm going to go ahead and close out this episode, but there's one thing I need you guys to do for me. In the show notes, there's going to be an article. I'm posting the article in the show notes. The article is about 10 ways depression makes church hard. I need y'all to go and read that article. I'm going to put the link in the show notes because I'm going to give my take on some of the things that the author of the article brings up. But before I do that, I'd like to know some of your input on this article. So I'm going to put the article in the show notes and I want you guys to click on it and let me know what you think or if you have some input and we'll discuss it on the next episode. Okay. All right, everybody, have a great one. And my slogan now is build your resilience, reach your 5-star status. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the I Am a 5-Star Woman podcast. Remember to leave a rating and or comment and visit the website at iamafivestarwoman.com.